Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Alex Perez. North Korea launching a suspected ballistic missile today. South Korea claims it comes hours after a U.S. nuclear submarine docked at one of its ports. In Jerusalem, protests there and across the country over a new judicial reform plan that restricts the power of judges over the government. Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition pushed the plan. He's just out of a hospital after getting a pacemaker.
The entire opposition refusing to vote in a law that prevents judges from striking down laws or government decisions they deem unreasonable. Justice Minister Yair Levine hailing the victory, opposition leaders vowing to challenge the law before the Supreme Court, and the diverse mass grassroots protest movement calling Israelis to take to the streets. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's doubling down on his plan to leave floating water barriers in place along the Rio Grande to keep migrants away. This is ABC News. The Biden administration is facing an uphill battle to renew a major spy program, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. A court opinion released Friday found FBI employees wrongly searched foreign surveillance data for the last names of two U.S. lawmakers and a judge. ABC's Alex Mallon reports.
In June of 2022, last year, they used the last name of a sitting U.S. senator, a state senator, and a sitting state U.S. judge to search this broad repository of information from, you know, sweeped up information from foreign officials. And the FBI is now saying, and this judge who unsealed this opinion last Friday, now says that that was improperly done.
The parents of a Kansas woman believed to have been killed by a bear near Yellowstone National Park in Montana say she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Officials say grizzly bear tracks were found near Amy Adamson's body. Alex Perez, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A crash in Winnebago County this morning warranted flight for life and closed part of Highway 41 southbound for over an hour. The incident occurred just before 9 a.m. near an off-ramp at Highway 26 South. That is the major interchange for Whitman Airport. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, numerous agencies responded in addition to Flight for Life. With the EAA Air Venture opening this morning, this is one of the busiest travel days of the year in the Fox Valley. There is no additional information at this time. The Taylor Shebusiness trial starts today in Green Bay. After hearing from an expert witness Friday morning, the court decided Shebusiness is fit to stand trial. A jury was selected Friday after the hearing. The 25-year-old Shebusiness is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and the mutilating of the corpse of Shad Therian in February of 2022. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves,
your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Here's Terry Barr.
Listen to these numbers. 10,000 airplanes, typically 600,000 people, spending $170 million during the 9-day Experimental Aircraft Association's Air Venture fly-in in Oshkosh.
We're looking at the St. Louis area, places in Illinois, Indiana, had made offers or bids or shown interest in bringing EAA there.
But luckily, EAA's Dick Napinski tells me 70 years after it started, EAA and Oshkosh remain one.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
EAA runs through July 30th. For Civic Media's EAA Air Venture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr. Find more at civicmedia.us. It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the great, the wonderful Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board for a Monday. It is Monday, July 24th, 2023. Glad to be with you. A brand new show after pretty good weekend, Mr. Zommers. We had the rare opportunity to have an actual meeting today of sorts, had a little breakfast, a little coffee. So I know you had a fairly good weekend, but tell the folks what you did.
Yeah, I had a really nice weekend. I did two main activities.
Yes, two.
On Friday night at the ripe and early time of 9:50 p.m., yes. I saw Barbie. I was hoping to do Barbenheimer this weekend and watch both back-to-back, but it just didn't work out because on Saturday, I also went to a concert that was in some person's basement.
This is the best part. When Zommers told me I went to a concert this weekend in someone's basement, I said, now I know how we're going to start the show.
It goes exactly what you expect. When you hear about, oh, we're going to a basement show, you expect it to be in this old house with chipped paint. The basement's too small and like somehow everyone still fits in there and you have a good time. And that's exactly what it was.
And it was here in Madison.
It was here in Madison. It was by the Vilas Zoo.
All right. Very good. And we don't necessarily want to out this semi-legal concert, but it was
probably legal. I think it's a real venue.
It was probably legal.
And it was Jeffrey Lewis, who I saw, who was a New York anti-folk artist.
Anti-folk. Does that mean they're against folk or what?
It means it's kind of a folk indie style, but it doesn't take itself so seriously like a lot of folk music does. All like right. Bob Dylan, good songwriter, but his songs are like they take themselves seriously. Right. Anti-folk is more joking around. And I think one thing that plays off of that well, or it, not plays off of it, but epitomizes it, is Jeffrey Lewis is also a comic book artist. And he had what he called low-budget film adaptations that he did, where he drew pages illustrated for a couple of stories and made songs for him with some clever lyrics. And the band played, and he stood up there with his big old comic book showing the pages, and he was like, you have a flashlight feature on your phone up there? You're a projectionist then, just so that everyone could see the page.
So this guy was tearing up comic books while singing folk. What was he doing?
He was showing them, drew it. So he was showing the page. Like they were probably, maybe a foot and a half on the width, and like 2+ feet tall for the pages, so everyone in the audience could see. And he did one that was a film adaptation of The Great Gatsby, and one that was a film about the Bay of Pigs.
Now there are two subjects you don't often find in the same piece of art.
Oh yeah, but it was cool. It was a lot of fun.
All right.
He also has a song about Krongu slime. Basically, it's a brand of slime that the primordial ooze was made out of when the world began.
And tell people what happened with the smoke detector?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
This is my favorite part, I think.
So he starts his set. There were two local bands before him. Mm-hmm. But then when he started playing, almost immediately, the smoke detector starts going off. Mm-hmm. I have no idea why. No one was smoking. There wasn't, like, it didn't smell funny. But someone just reached up on the ceiling and pulled it off and brought it upstairs.
So here's the situation. You are in someone's basement at an anti-folk concert.
With like 30 people
with
in
like
there.
With like 30, crowded. And the smoke alarm goes off. And instead of evacuating the basement, and probably only one way out, right? One stairway.
I think so.
Someone pulls it off the ceiling and just says, now the concert's going to keep going.
Yeah, I was concerned for a little bit, and then I saw that nobody else was, and I was like, well, I don't smell anything. Maybe I'm just inexperienced, and this is how it goes.
See, this is why I love having a young producer, because I would not be anywhere near that, you understand? But see, I can live vicariously through you.
Although there were a lot of, I guess, middle-aged people there, not for the first two acts, but halfway through the second one, a bunch of people poured in who were way too drunk to be just in a basement, yeah. And they were obnoxious throughout the whole show.
Way too drunk to be in a basement.
Way too drunk
not
to be...
Not too obnoxious to be on the street, but in a basement, way too obnoxious.
Well, on the street, you're just like, okay, right. You're drunk, going home from a bar, whatever, don't drive. But in a basement concert where there's nowhere they can go off and just be drunk in the corner, it's annoying.
Well, there you go. I just hung out in Shawnee this weekend, up and saw Dad and my stepmother, Mary, and hung out up there a little bit, had a good time. And then I came back to work a little bit last night here with you, and here we are. So in comparison, your weekend was much more interesting. So I'm glad you had a couple of good stories for the folks. We have a great show lined up today. Coming up in hour number two at 2:15, the host of Those Were the Days up in Richland Center, WRCO, one of our great stations of civic media, our very own Phil Nee will join us. Because why? Mr. Zahmer has touched on it. Barbie blew the doors off of all the movie expectations this weekend, like $155 million. As it turns out, according to Madison Magazine, Barbie didn't only grow up in Richland, or in Wisconsin. She grew up in my home county and Phil's home county of Richland County. And it turns out Phil Nee lived in Barbie's hometown.
I don't know how, but...
We'll explain it. Hour number two, 2:15, Phil Nee on growing up in Barbie's hometown. Be great to see what Barbie was like when she was a girl. Then at 2:30, we have Sarah D. Bunting joining us live from New York. She's known online as SARS. She's a blogger, journalist, co-founder of Television Without Pity, a writer and founder of Tomato Nation website. Going to be a great interview with her. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. Ron DeSantis, some extraordinary comments we'll explain on the other side. And Brewers tickets as well. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. What do you think about changing school curriculums? What's your take on changing history to teach our kids to tell them that slavery actually was a benefit to African Americans, to black people?
In other news, blankets provided to Native Americans provided some warmth in the winter.
Right,
that's and no it. Smallpox at all.
That's about it. What are your feelings on changing curriculum? Do you agree that curriculum should be changed to teach our kids that slavery was actually beneficial? 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you, 844-96-PARTY. Or as Tom Jackson said last week, what do you say?
Tig yo pasty.
That's right, tig yo pasty. Can also, that spells out our number as well, 844-967-2789. Do you think that slavery was actually beneficial to African Americans? Because as it turns out, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Ron Puddingfingers DeSantis, because he eats pudding with his fingers. Not making that up, it's true. Apparently, as well as mashed potatoes and spaghetti and other things. But put that aside for a second. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law last week new education standards approved by the Florida Board of Education, which, of course, is heavily influenced by the governor. A new standard requiring teachers in Florida to instruct, and this is a direct quote out of the new law, quote, how slaves developed skills, which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit. They're now required, teachers in Florida are now required to teach their students that, you know, slavery wasn't all bad. It actually taught people some decent skills. Last week, CNN asked Governor DeSantis about this at a press conference for a different event. So what do you think about this, Governor? We have the clip queued up. Mr. Zommers, if you'd be so kind, here's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on these new educational requirements requiring to teach that slavery in some cases was beneficial.
Well, you should talk to them about it. I mean, I didn't do it, and I wasn't involved in it. But I think what they're doing is I think that they're probably going to show some of the folks that eventually parlayed, being a blacksmith into doing things later in life. But the reality is all of that is rooted in whatever is factual. They listed everything out. And if you have any questions about it, just ask the Department of Education. You can talk about those folks. But, I mean, these were scholars who put that together. It was not anything that was done politically.
Well, there is a real profile in courage for you. I didn't do it. I'm not involved in it. I mean, holy cow.
I didn't do it. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. That's pretty much it, right? What do you think about this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you think that it's okay to change curriculum, not just in Florida, but across America. Because remember, if this guy DeSantis gets in the White House, this is what's coming to every school in America. Do you think it's okay to rechain or to change, to rewrite the books of history, to teach kids that slavery was actually okay in some cases? Because, you know, it taught people some skills, according to Ron DeSantis. You know, like blacksmithing. Do you agree with this? There's at least one Republican who says no. Over the weekend, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, once again a candidate for president in the GOP, said this on Face the Nation, quote, "I didn't do it and I'm not involved in it," are not the words of leadership, according to Chris Christie. He laid the blame at DeSantis' feet for signing the Stop Woke Act of 2022, a bill limiting how gender and race are discussed in schools. This is from Chris Christie. He said, quote, "Governor DeSantis started this fire with the bill that he signed, and now he doesn't want to take responsibility for whatever is done in the aftermath of it. And from listening and watching his comments, he's obviously uncomfortable," unquote. Vice President Kamala Harris, first black person and Asian person or of Asian descent, Vice President Kamala Harris said this over the weekend, quote, "They want to replace history with lies. They insult us in an attempt to gaslight us, and we will not have it," unquote. Vice President Kamala Harris. So at least you've got Chris Christie on the Republican side, and of course, Vice President Harris on the Democratic side, both speaking out against this ridiculousness of Ron DeSantis. Ah, you know, slavery wasn't that bad. Taught black people some skills. You know, like blacksmithing. What planet is this dude on? Slavery was nothing but degrading, dehumanizing, and reprehensible. And to put any sort of a positive spin on this is sick, Mr. Zommers.
Also, I was digging around on Twitter and finding some other people who were citing sources of scholarship as opposed to just saying scholars do it. They were citing sources. And the point he's trying to make is also just false. Like, aside from being morally wrong, most of the like blacksmith slaves were not taught how to do what they were doing. They were the ones teaching.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Great blacksmiths point. Like Solomon Williams held revered positions in America and West Africa thanks to their knowledge, talent, and skill. Under American slavery, blacksmiths often traveled to make tools and ornamental ironwork for many plantations and towns. They carried news from the outside world and became leaders across enslaved communities. In parts of West Africa, blacksmiths were both valued and feared. So, basically, they were the ones who were brought there for their expertise and then taught the white people how to do it and then were, like, carted around to teach people how in other communities.
Yep.
So it's not even like they were given these skills by their glorious white savior owners.
Right.
They were the ones who knew how to do it.
That's a fantastic point, Mr. Zommers. Appreciate that. What do you think about this? Is it okay to change history to teach that slavery wasn't all bad? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark in the sack. Appreciate you calling in as always. What say you?
Yeah, the previous point was just made that there was a lot of ironworks going on in Africa. That those people came over as skilled people. That when they were captured and shipped to the Americas, that it is just not only that, and some agricultural products as well. That it is just remarkable to me that in this day and age that they think they can get away with it. I mean, are they gonna? I mean, I think some of the textbooks I had when I was in high school, I think there was actually a picture of Whipped Peter in it. Wow. I know in a history book series that we had when I was a kid that we got from, I don't know where it came from, it was this American Heritage, you know, this whole series of little history books, that there was a picture of a slave ship in there of all they packed the slaves in like little sardines. It was coming from abolitionist, probably from an abolitionist pamphlet that... But they printed it in that magazine. This is something that was published back in the early 60s. I think the foreword for that book series was by John Kennedy, talking about how important it was to teach history and to look at it with a kind of paraphrasing it. but looked at it with an honest, unvarnished eye, that we have to admit to ourselves that this is part of what our American history, this nonsense now that they published, well, the South didn't secede over slavery. Well, yes, it did. I mean, if you look at the Confederate Constitution, as I said, I think on this program before, that they actually, you know, deleted the word person for people that are held in bondage with the word slave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's part and parcel of what the whole Southern mentality was, is they could not see a life outside of having continuing slavery. And for us not to admit that here now in the 21st century, to try to sugarcoat it and say, well, it wasn't all that bad. The only reason the masters taught their slaves skills at all, allowed them to learn, is to make them more valuable property, pure and simple. They denied, in some cases they denied, it was illegal in the South, in many states, to teach, you know, slaves to read.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Mark. And as you said, it wasn't necessarily they were trying to be helpful. They were just trying to make their quote-unquote property better and to bring themselves more money. And it is, as they say, the original sin of America, slavery. And I'm a big believer, instead of literally and figuratively whitewashing this away, we should be teaching our kids the bad along with the good. I'm still a believer in America, but we also have to own up to our faults as well. And that's something that I'm a big believer in. I think we lost Mark there. Mark, always appreciate you calling in. What say you? Do you agree with this Ron DeSantis bill he signed into law in Florida, changing the way that we teach American history, to tell kids that in some way, shape, or form, you know what? Slavery also had some good points. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We go to the phones all the way out to beautiful Portland, Oregon. PT in Portland, we appreciate you listening to us on the Civic Media app. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, I think DeSantis really put his hand in his mouth this time. But anyway, is he associating the creation of the trade blacksmith with the fact that blacks or African Americans as slaves were trained to work in iron? You know, is he saying that that whole trade was created because blacks created it? I'm not sure what he's trying to say there.
I think he doesn't know
the history or whatever.
I believe you. I do not, PT, claim to be in Ron DeSantis' mind. I would not want to be there. I think he just, whether he had thought about it prior or it just suddenly popped into his mind, he tried to think of some way to defend this ridiculous law that they signed into order to change the curriculum. And it could be that blacksmithing is the first thing that popped into his mind. And he's, you know, I believe what he's trying to grasp poorly is trying to come up with something that to say, well, actually, we you know, slavery was a way to, you know, in some ways it helped, you know, at that time, African-Americans. But as Mr. Zahmer has pointed out, many of these folks coming from Africa actually already had these skills and taught it to folks, the white folks in the United States.
Yeah, and my second thought is he owns this because he directed the state school, so whatever that's overseeing
exactly.
All this.
Exactly.
Should do this.
Right, it's his
the one that,
government in Florida.
Yes, right.
I know.
Right.
It's
so, you know, I think DeSantis.
15 seconds, Mark. Or PT.
Would benefit greatly from dropping out of his race and becoming enslaved. He could then learn to be white smith, right?
Well, all right. That's a take. Thanks, PT in Oregon. We appreciate it. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Alex Perez. North Korea launching a suspected ballistic missile today. South Korea claims it comes hours after a U.S. nuclear submarine docked at one of its ports. In Jerusalem, protests there and across the country over a new judicial reform plan that restricts the power of judges over the government. Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition pushed the plan. He's just out of a hospital after getting a pacemaker.
The entire opposition refusing to vote in a law that prevents judges
from striking down laws or government decisions they deem unreasonable. Justice Minister Yair Levine hailing the victory, opposition leaders vowing to challenge the law before the Supreme Court, and the diverse mass grassroots protest movement calling Israelis to take to the streets. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott doubling down on his plan to leave floating water barriers in place along the Rio Grande to keep migrants away. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. There is updated news on the crash that caused part of a building to collapse in downtown Green Bay. According to Green Bay police, they responded to the scene a little before 11 p.m. where a minivan crashed into a building on Main Street. Witnesses reported to police that the minivan was driving recklessly when it rammed into the building located between George Street and North Irwin Avenue. The driver of the minivan, a 29-year-old woman, was taken into custody. She and her passenger, a 27-year-old man, both sustained non-life-threatening injuries. A man was stabbed near St. John's Homeless Shelter in Green Bay. A 45-year-old man is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries, and a 23-year-old man is in custody following the incident, which happened around 4 a.m. Monday morning. Witnesses say the stabbing followed an argument in St. John's Park. Green Bay police are asking anyone with information to please contact them. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves,
your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Here's Terry Barr.
There are few events bringing people together from 80 different countries, but it's happening right now at the Experimental Aircraft Association's EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh.
You always come for the airplanes, but then you come back for the people.
Dick Napinski's worked at EAA for more than 30 years, and despite its growth from hosting 150 to 600,000 people, he calls this a special event for the area.
They fly in from across the country and around the world to be here. There is a culture here with Air Venture that it has grown organically over 70 years.
It's enough growth. Oshkosh is considered the busiest airport in the world during the week of the EAA fly-in. For Civic Media's EAA Air Venture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr. Hear more of my interview with Dick at civicmedia.us.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Monday, July 24th. Back to work. Almost said back to school, back to work. Thank goodness not back to school yet. Mr. Zomers and I, by the way, Mr. Zomers, Aaron Zomers on the board, our producer and engineer, along with you, went to lunch up on the square, or I guess a brunch or a something. Breakfast, really. It was 10 in the morning, 10:15.
Second breakfast for me.
Oh, very good. Went to Wonder State Coffee, by the way. If you listen to us on the Eagle up in La Crosse or WRCE in Richland Center, make your way to Viroqua. Check out Wonder State Coffee there. Or if you listen to us on WMAD here in Madison, Wisconsin, get yourself up to the Capitol Square and go to Wonder State Coffee, one of the few all-solar roasteries in America. Source fantastic single-origin coffee and a great breakfast here at their cafe on the Capitol Square, Mr. Somers.
Very much so. I know I've been to a lot of cafes in the area, especially now that we're downtown and I can just walk to so many of them.
Right.
And sometimes the breakfast sandwiches are like, I can taste that you're trying to be fancy, but it's just weird. But there, it was very good.
It all worked. Some fantastic whole grain mustard. A big fan of mustard. Big fan of our guest coming up next hour on the program, Phil Mee, our friend and colleague from WRCO in Richland Center and host of Those Were the Days from 6 until midnight every Saturday night. Great oldies, great interviews, great history, and of course, most of all, great music. Phil Mee every Saturday night on WRCO. You can hear it on the Civic Media app. You don't have the app, you say? Good news, good news. I hate to quote it because, as it turns out, Dukes of Hazzard was a terrible, you know, show in terms of the Confederate flag and everything. But Roscoe P. Coltrane, one of my favorite TV characters of all time, used to say that. Good news, good news. So, yes, good news. You can actually download the Civic Media app for free. Won't cost you a dime. Just go to your favorite app store on your Android or your iPhone. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll come up a C and an M logo, beautifully designed by our graphics person, Rebecca. And you can click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal over there at CBS. And the Civic Media app, you can listen to Those Were the Days on WRCO out of Richland Center or our show each and every day from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. Phil's going to be in because he spent much of his life, or a large portion thereof, living in Willow, Wisconsin, in Richland County, the town of Willow. Well, according to Madison Magazine, Barbie. Yes, that Barbie of the big Barbie fame. Mr. Zomers will give us his review next hour because he saw it over the weekend, the big Barbie movie. Barbie, her hometown is Willow, Wisconsin, where Phil Mee spent a lot of his life. We'll talk about growing up in Barbie's, or at least living in Barbie's supposed hometown.
Yeah, that does bring up one question.
Yeah.
Willow's not real.
But don't ruin it. I mean, Willows, plural, is where they say she grew up. There is no Willows, and the closest we have is Willow, the town of Willow. So that's it.
Oh, okay. I didn't even realize that there was one that just didn't have the S. Okay,
yes. No, Phil Mee lived in Willow, town of Willow.
Maybe Barbie's was just a typo.
It could be. So Phil will be in to talk about that. And then at 2:30, an hour from now, Sarah D. Bunting joins us live from New York. She is known online as SARS. She is a blogger, a journalist, co-founder of Television Without Pity, and a writer and founder of Tomato Nation, another cool website as well. She also was working in New York on that fateful day on 9/11 of 2001. Get her reflections on that and also talk a little bit about TV and what else is going on. So that's coming up at 2:30. So big second hour. Also, Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets. I believe we have 4 to give away for Wednesday afternoon's game. So 1:10 start. The Cincinnati Reds are in town. Brewers right now lead the Reds by a half a game. What a great weekend for the Brewers. They lost yesterday again. They lost the series, but they had a spectacular game. Sal Freitag, the new guy they brought up, some great catches, great hits. Brewers are doing well right now, a half a game ahead of the Reds. A huge series, and we'll send you there for free a little bit later in the show if you're the correct answer to the trivia question. We have 4 tickets for Wednesday afternoon's game at 1:10. Right now, I want to continue on, take your calls as well on this subject. Ron DeSantis signing into law last week in Florida, this quote-unquote anti-woke bill, which is now going to require teachers, public school teachers and private, in Florida to teach students that slavery in America actually had some benefits, such as, in Ron DeSantis' words, teaching black people skills like blacksmithing. And as Mr. Zomers pointed out, completely forgetting that many of the black people brought enslaved from Africa, turns out they already had these skills. Not just had them, they were professionals in them in Africa. And it ended up teaching white people in America how to do this. So this whole BS line to try to teach kids that somehow slavery had good aspects is beyond bizarre to me. And quite frankly, it's sick. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Want to get to a couple of the texts, by the way. You can go to the Civic Media app and text us as well from the Civic Media app. Here's a couple of texts. We said before the break, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, also a Republican candidate for president in 2024, called Ron DeSantis out and rebuked it. Here's a caller from Madison, WMDX, a texter who says, quote, "Of course Chris Christie knows about denying stuff like that, like bridges being blocked," unquote. Well, not going to argue with that. That's another show for another day. But yeah, Chris Christie was not necessarily the most ethical governor himself. But, you know, look, I at least try to call out something good when I see it. And sometimes you can't always throw out the bad or the good with the bad. And in this case, I at least give Chris Christie credit for being one of the few Republicans to call this action out. Also from WMDX, must be listening to us on the stream, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This listener says, quote, "For most of history, pro-slave Christians used the same logic, saying we took savages destined for hell, brought the Africans to potential salvation as Christians," unquote. Well, sure. It's been used not just in Christianity, but also been used other places as well. But Native Americans, right? That was used, a theme used against Native Americans. Also from WAUK in Milwaukee. "What's happening in Texas is what happens when history isn't taught correctly. Texas went Confederate because they wanted slavery, and the Alamo was a complete disaster for the white Texans. Seems Governor Abbott is justifying drowning children because he's a white supremacist." What do they mean by that? What does that caller mean by that? Well, this brings up a segue, and I think it's the appropriate time to go there. I've been wanting to talk about this, but we haven't brought it up on this program at length. I want to read you a story that came out about an hour ago from CNN. Texas Governor Greg Abbott will not be ordering floating barriers to be removed from the Rio Grande in defiance of the U.S. Department of Justice. Here's what's happening down in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, under the guise of stopping illegal immigration, has decided to put in buoys in the Rio Grande River. And I'm not talking about buoys that say, like, you know, hey, here's a buoy that says don't go swimming or you know, no wake. These buoys are several feet in diameter, orange, strung together with some kind of rope or wire. I'm not sure. You can't get around them. Then on these buoys, these big round, I don't think they're inflatable, probably plastic, they have razor wire, which is essentially barbed wire with razor blades on them, which are attached to these buoys. And they are strung across the Rio Grande River. And the point is to make it so impenetrable that anybody trying to swim or cross the Rio Grande River into the United States would find an obstacle they could not get around or under or over. And if they attempted, they would most likely be killed, either from the cuts from the razor wire, the barbed wire, or get stuck underneath the buoys. What this is also doing, by the way, is going to change the flow of the river itself, because guess what these buoys also stop besides humans? Logs, debris, water runoff, other wildlife, certain types of aquatic life. Going to completely change the Rio Grande River and the environment. And what's more, it's illegal. according to the United States Department of Justice. They sent Governor Abbott a cease and desist letter last week. And now today, this afternoon, it's breaking. This is what Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, his response to the United States Department of Justice, saying to get rid of these barriers because they're inhumane and criminal. This is what Abbott says, quote, "Texas will fully utilize its constitutional authority to deal with the crisis you have caused." Abbott wrote in a letter to President Joe Biden, and he added, quote, "Texas will see you in court, Mr. President," unquote. This is nothing more than grandstanding for Greg Abbott. He has a large state that he is governor of, but everything else about Greg Abbott is small. It's completely inhumane, completely cruel and unusual. And Texas does not have the legal authority to do this, and yet grab at Greg Abbott to score points with the mega crowd is pushing forward. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's wrong with people? What's wrong with these completely inhumane attempts just to score political points like Greg Abbott? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Judy in Racine. Judy, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi. Yes. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. What I wanted to say is that I'm a direct descendant of slave owners. On my grandma's side, on my mom's side, she's from Athens, Georgia. And on her direct back about, I don't know, maybe four centuries, they owned up to maybe 200 slaves. So, I mean, this thing is personal with me.
Sure.
The thing is that way back on my grandma's side, she came from a cotton plantation in Athens. And that first they got rid of the natives, the Indians, I call them natives.
Sure.
And in order to fill, because they were so lazy, they're lazy asses. They couldn't do the work. So then they had to get the slaves, bring the slaves over to do the work that they kicked the natives off of their land.
Judy, I want you hang on just a second. This is an important call. I appreciate you calling in and talking about this dark history of your family on the air. I want to get all of it on, so stay with us. We have a break. We'll have more with Judy from Racine on the other side. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls as well. The Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr, EAA in full swing in Oshkosh, and we want to be your guide to help you enjoy it. We have a few personal picks for the rest of Monday, July 24th. If you find weather interesting, don't miss this discussion about adverse conditions and flying in it. That's happening at noon in the FAA Aviation Safety Center. That sounds really interesting.
It does, but something everybody waits for, the air shows, right? The first daily air show of the week starting at 2:30. You'll get a little bit of everything, including those stunts where you find yourself kind of holding your breath.
But Todd, it doesn't end there. After the show, join the EAA 70th anniversary celebration at the Theater in the Woods starting at 7 p.m.
So much to do. Find more events to create your custom schedule at EAA.org and make sure and follow us at civicmedia.us. More reports from EAA in Oshkosh tomorrow.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zomer, our producer and engineer, talking about this law that Ron DeSantis signed into law in Florida, now requiring teachers to teach kids that, you know what, slavery wasn't all bad, actually taught African-Americans skills like blacksmithing. And Mr. Zomers pointed out that many of these folks already had those skills, and they were actually the teachers. Before the break, and I want to go back, and Judy, thank you so much for holding through the break. Go down to Racine. Judy, are you listening to us on our new station down there, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha? Are you on the app?
No, I'm listening to you on from Racine.
Oh, very good. From Racine. Great new station down there.
Well, I just wanted to...
Sorry, you're cutting out there, Judy, but before the break, Judy was, and I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you being so forthright with folks, that you come from a family that were slaveholders, not obviously you, but your relatives from years back were slaveholders, and you were telling this very poignant and personal account of your own family, and go ahead.
Yes, well, I just said that they were, the family, they acquired native land and then in order to work the land, and that was a cotton plantation, they got the slaves.
Sure.
And then through the whole family, I would say that they owned up to maybe 200 slaves.
And by the time you came along, Judy, was this something that was talked about in your family? Was it something that was kind of poo-pooed? I mean, how was it talked about in your family?
No, it was because one of my aunts from down in Georgia, she did a book about it.
Oh, wow.
And it was about the Payne family, mm-hmm. which was, you know, it was, I'm an uncle. My uncle is Thomas Payne.
Wow.
Anyways, I don't want to go into detail. We don't have
time. Sure.
And that's only one quarter part of my family. It's Southern English from, you know.
So how do you,
I
guess the point is, how do you feel as someone who came from a family of a descendant of slave owners, how do you feel about what guys like Ron DeSantis and even Greg Abbott are doing with just these anti- You know, trying to reinvent history is somehow glorifying slavery.
They can go suck lemons.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you.
I was going to say more, but I can't say those words.
I appreciate you adhering to the FCC laws. We appreciate that.
Yes. Well, they don't know anything. Yeah. And they're all Republicans, and they're just dumbasses. Yeah. I know I can say the word ass.
In certain contexts, yes. Well,
Todd, I just wanted to say that Mike and I've known them all the way back to the uprising, like 12 years ago.
Yep.
That's when I met them.
Yep.
So.
Well, we appreciate your listenership, Judy.
Okay.
Thank you so much listening to us. All right. Thank you so much listening to us down there in our new station in Racine in Kenosha. That's WRJN. That's AM 1400. And on the FM side, either 99.9 or 98.1 on the FM dial. We appreciate you for calling in, Judy, and sharing your very poignant and personal story. How do you feel about this change in law by Ron DeSantis? Signing into law a bill that requires teachers to teach that somehow slavery had positive attitudes. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Keep it right here in Dane County on WMDX Radio here in South Central Wisconsin. We go to CJ in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. You know, I saw this happen with the Parents' Rights in Education bill that was turned into a lie, the Don't Say Gay bill, the same thing in Florida. And Governor DeSantis had a number of black folks on this commission that helped write this bill that teaches history. And if you were really honest, Todd, you would call one of those black commissioners or that were on the advisory board that came up with this bill, and there's a number of them. You could get a name, you could call them, but to pick out one phrase out of quite lengthy bill is being disingenuous. And to call this the bill that, you know, teaches that they benefited from it. Again, I would love to hear the response, because I would love to have you be honest and have one of those advisors on your show. And you could certainly research it enough and find someone that I'm sure would be willing to.
Sure. I appreciate
that. You were dishonest about the Don't Say Gay bill. You're being dishonest about this bill.
All right. Let's get to it. We have a minute and a half left. I don't want to cut you off before the break here.
Sure.
Let me just see if we can find a point of agreement. Regardless, putting Todd aside, and I'll address that in a second, but do you agree with me? Would you agree that there are no positive qualities about American slavery? Can we agree on that?
Slavery was a black mark on our history. Yes.
Well, there you go. That's the main point of this entire thing, is that slavery. And so why would you disagreed with me? You said you agreed with me that slavery is a black mark on American history. And so the point is, Ron DeSantis could have done the exact same thing at that press conference. He could have said, you know what, America is a black mark on American slavery, but he didn't want to do that. CJ, he starts talking about false narratives about blacksmithing.
You are being dishonest.
I'm not being dishonest at all.
Yes, you are.
You're trying to put words in my mouth.
Why don't you discuss? Why don't you read the sentence before that phrase?
And you know what? It wasn't just me. It was Chris Christie as well. It was Chris Christie as well. There are current Republicans running for office saying that.
Race. You want to keep
the fact is
as an issue.
All right. Let's.
All right.
All right. That's you know. The point is that CJ gets upset when he wants to just be a provocateur. And that's fine. We all need a little bit of that. But I got him to agree with us, right? That the key point is there any indelible goodness about slavery in America? And the answer is no. And CJ agreed with me that slavery is a pox, a stain on American history. And
right.
we're in agreement with that.
And someone asked Ron DeSantis that same question, and he was like, well, no.
Right.
There were some good things.
I mean, look, slavery was domination and subjugation by violence. That's what DeSantis and their ilk refused to acknowledge. That's the point. Back with more for this. Brewers tickets, Phil Neve, Barbie, all that on the other side.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the Civic News. Media.